Oh man, is that not awesome? And now you know, right? Now you know, like, why turkeys on Thanksgiving. Well, hey, it's great to have you here with us today. If you're tuning online, great to have you join us. Whatever you may be doing today, take a little time to be here. And those of you in person, man, always good to see your faces. My name's Kerr, and is anybody excited about Thanksgiving coming up this week? Anybody? Yes. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. You know, this is one of my favorite weeks of the year. I mean, the lead up to Thanksgiving, because then it starts the Christmas season, and it just, like, I get so excited about this year. And I know. Thanksgiving is going to be a bit different this year, right? I mean, I think we all agree it's good. Our world's in a different place. And so today, we're going to do something, you know, we're going to have, like, unconventional church here at Cross Point. So you're like, yes, that's why you love this place, right? And some of you are like, yeah, you might be disappointed in this, but we're going to do some things that really try to immerse ourselves in this spirit of gratitude. Because let's be honest, we can look around and we can notice all the things going on around us. We can get consumed with, you know, this pandemic that just continues to go on. And before long, you know, it's easy to just be like, oh my gosh, there's nothing good going on around us. So it's the weekend. It's time when I usually, you know, take care of some personal things. I you know, respond to my inbox and I, you know, write some thank you notes. And I got a little behind this week. And so do you guys mind if I do some thank you notes right here, like, with you tonight? Yeah, okay, awesome. Be a lot of fun, right? Jamie, could I get some thank you writing note music? Look at that. Is that not cool? Jamie, James. We got our own James here.
It's meant to be.
Oh, it's meant to be. All right. Well, let's see what we do here. All right, you guys ready? Here we go. Thank you, coronavirus vaccine, for being a scientific marvel that will save humanity, or as many Americans put it, that's all good, but when does the gummy version come out?
Wait. The gummy version?
The gummy, yeah. I mean, the gummy bear, like, version? Well, I don't want a vaccine and a shot. I don't want a gummy version.
Who wants the shot? Yeah. My kids are worried.
That's to be thankful about, right, though?
Right.
I mean, the vaccine this week, right? We're seeing, like, huge progress with the vaccine. And here's even something cooler. Some of you are a part of that process. Some of you are working for the pharmaceuticals that are making that happen, making the delivery happen as that becomes about. I mean, right here out of Cross Point. So well done, Cross Point. We're thankful for you guys. Man, cool stuff. All right, here we go. Let's do another one. Thank you, Masters Golfers, for showing us the coolest kids in shades all month long. Well, almost the coolest. Fauci! You guys like Fauci? Remember the moment where, like, you know, he like was in a press conference and he's like, don't touch your head, Fauci! And he just kept putting his hand on his head. My kids love Fauci. He's like their favorite. I would have voted for Fauci for president, honestly, if he would have run. All right. Thank you, Friday the 13th, for being the scariest day of the year after Halloween, Election Day, and pretty much all of March, April, and May.
Right. I think it all trumps Friday the 13th now.
Friday the 13th used to be the scariest day of the year, right?
I look forward to it now.
I know.
After
it's fifth in line. Who would have thought? All right, here we go. Thank you, Christmas Tree Farms, for giving families who get in fights at IKEA an outdoor alternative.
People fight at IKEA?
Have you not seen this?
Like, no.
There's like articles about, like, why people fight at IKEA. You know why, right?
Why?
Well, like,
They get lost.
They buy this stuff that somebody's got to put together.
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm.
Go to the Christmas tree farm. You fight there. Socially distance outside. All right. Thank you, Dunkin's new spicy ghost pepper donut, for explaining their new slogan. America gets runs on Dunkin'. Yes! Now, full confession, that was totally off Jimmy Fallon's set list.
We're not that funny.
But it's not Cross Point without something about a bodily fluid or function, right? Right. And we gotta build it in. We gotta build it in. Thank you, Duncan.
I got unconventional.
Thank you, coronavirus pandemic, for giving us a break from that one relative who always brings a strange dish to Thanksgiving. bummer. This year, I don't get to enjoy the classic combo of turkey stuffing and seafoam salad.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, the one person, it's like, oh, they're like, did anybody bring this? You're like, no, no, you're the only one.
What's seafoam salad? I don't even know what that is.
Nobody does, except the one person. All right. Thank you, stuffing, for basically being wet bread with an amazing PR team. It's like wet bread. It's stuck in your mouth. You eat stuffing at Thanksgiving?
Well, we make stuffing, but it's fried, so everything's better fried.
Everything is better fried. Thank you, Macy's, for reimagining the Thanksgiving Day parade so we can all still be reminded of what we're feeling this Thanksgiving.
So the parade's still happening this year? How's that working?
Believe it or not, it is. Uh-huh. The parade is happening. No spectators, no fans. Uh-huh. Apparently, it's take like 90 people to hold the ropes on the Pillsbury Doughboy, just so we could all, you know, feel like him on Thanksgiving. Now it's like 5 utility vehicles driving him down, you know, 34th Street.
How about that? Yeah.
Thank you, Pandemic 2020, for helping out all the guys by moving Black Friday to the internet. Yes! Did you ever find yourself right there, Brad?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Out the door at 4:30, sitting on the ledge with all the guys at 8 o'clock. Yep. Can't wait to go home.
My mom brought me out once for cookie sheets at 6 a.m.
Cookie sheets.
Yeah.
50 cents. Cookie sheets. Cookie
yeah,
sheets.
I know, right? Cookie
you
sheets.
You get those any day.
I know. Cookie sheets. But, and she got interviewed by the news that day, too. That's even the best part.
Last one. Thank you, Jimmy Fallon, for keeping it light, keeping it fun, and reminding us that even in the darkest times, we can still be thankful. How about that? Yeah, you guys like Jimmy Fallon? Oh, man. Thank you, Jimmy Fallon. I tell you what, he's one of my favorites, one of our family's favorites. My kids always ask. They're always like, Dad, if you could meet one person, would it be Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, or Clark Griswold? It's a hard choice. Hard choice. We love Jimmy Fallon. So those are our 2020 thank you notes, Thanksgiving style. How about that? How about the band up here this evening? Man. Well, hey, you know, it's going to be a unique Thanksgiving, right? I mean, and yet there's a lot to be thankful for. There's a lot that we can look around. There's so much that's happened this year. I mean, it's easy if we look around to kind of just, you know, feel the stress, the distress, the frustration with the ongoing pandemic, you know, even to almost look like 2020, you know, is a complete throwaway. And even to fall into discouragement as we head into the holidays. And so we want to help you this weekend. We want to help you maybe have the best Thanksgiving ever. Because, you know, a lot of times the best moments are birthed out of adversity. And there's all kinds of things we can look to see that there's good going on around us. Now, you know, Jesus often talked about contentment. He would often talk about things that had to do with, you know, being satisfied and being fulfilled in life. And so, and how it's not based on things that are going on around us. In fact, how about the last 6 weeks? You guys enjoy the last 6 weeks, the kingdom experience? You guys enjoy that? Man, yes, I thoroughly enjoy that. We learned that, you know, there's two kingdoms operating. As Jesus said, there's a kingdom of this world. There's certain values and systems that drive certain behaviors in our world, lead to certain outcomes. And it says very much, you know, be very afraid. All kinds of things are going on. It's not good. And then Jesus said there's a kingdom of God, which operates by an entirely different value system. A system that's about hope and love and doesn't get so, you know, enamored with the things that are going on in this world because we submit to a different king that's part of a different kingdom. In fact, Jesus, one day, he was with his friends and he was hanging out. And he said, hey, guys, you know, before long, I'm going to be leaving and going away for a while. And, of course, his team was like, what are you doing, Jesus? You're not going to leave us here, are you? He's like, yeah, like, you'll be fine. Like, I'll be back in a bit. And they're like, Jesus, it's a mess down here. Like, you can't leave us here. Everything's falling apart. And he's like, guys, listen. You know, don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. I mean, I've been building into you. You'll be fine. I'm going to leave my spirit. It's actually going to be better this way. Like, better. There's no way it's going to be better. And then he says this to him. He says, guys, I've told you these things. Like, I've been building these things into you. I've been actually building you. I've been raising you up so that in me, you may have peace. But in this world, you will have trouble. Now, even if you don't really believe the Bible, you're like, well, that's a verse I can believe. In this world, you will have trouble. I think we all, you know, realize that. But he says, take heart. I've overcome the world. I've overcome the kingdom, the systems of this world. And so, you know, how do we get above? How do we, you know, experience those kingdom things? Well, I think there's something we can learn from a guy in the New Testament, one of these Old Testament guys of wisdom. He wrote this book of wisdom called Ecclesiastes. I want us to look at this here for a moment. This is written by a guy by the name of Solomon. He had all kinds of jack. I mean, he's loaded, absolutely loaded, all kinds of clothes, everything you could ever ask for, as much land as he wanted. He conquered and took. I mean, he gets to the end of his life, and he's basically realizing, oh my gosh, I've done it all. I've seen it all. I've owned it all. And he begins to reflect on his life. And so the book of Ecclesiastes is kind of him looking back at what God has taught him through this journey. So let's take a look at this. Here's what he says. He says, here's what I found out. And so he's basically like looking back over his lifetime. Here's what I found out. The best thing we can do is to eat and drink and enjoy what we have worked for during this short life that God has given us. If God gives us wealth and property and lets us enjoy them, we should be grateful and enjoy what we've worked for. It is a gift from God. Since God has allowed us to be happy, we will not worry too much about how short life is. Now, I love how another version of the Bible, another translation puts it. It says this. It says, God keeps such people so busy enjoying life that they have no time to brood over the past. They have no time to mope over the past. They have no time to stress over the things that are going on in their daily lives. You know why? Because they're too busy enjoying being grateful for the things that God has given them. You know what he's saying right here? He's saying gratitude actually crowds out our ability to get worked up over things, to get worked out and worked up over stress and over disappointment, all the things that cause frustration. He's saying, you know, when we live out of gratitude, when we live out of this posture of thanksgiving, it just crowds that stuff that gets us all worked up, just like right out of our lives. Let's be honest. How many of us could use a little crowding out of that stuff that gets us worked up right now? I know I could. You know, our dear and beloved friend, Dr. Ann Smith, who, you know, speaks to us every now and then. I mean, she's a pastor, mentor. It's like sitting with Tuesdays with Maury when you're with Ann. She said, has this great line. She says, we must strive to not allow our circumstances and limitations to become barriers instead of boundaries. Think about that for a moment. You know, a good question to ask as we head into this Thanksgiving week is, you know, what's driving my gratitude right now? Or the lack thereof. Because, you know, here's a fact of life. You will never find gratitude in a perfect life. You know why? Because there's no such thing. There is no such thing. I mean, when we find ourselves getting to these places where we say, okay, well, if I can get through this season, then I can be thankful. Or once we get through, you know, the pandemic, then, okay, I'll be able to look back and be thankful. He says, no, you know, that's where you're allowing the limitations and the circumstances around you to actually dictate your life. Or if we say, well, when I get back to the rhythms of my life, when I get back to having family gatherings the way that we want to, I mean, once we get to that point, then, you know, I'll be thankful again. Maybe I have a feeling we're just going to go right on, you know, same old, same old. I think this year we may have the opportunity, if we pause, to realize that we don't have to let those boundaries and those limitations actually be barriers. They just set kind of an edge for the things we actually can experience. So we find ourselves getting consumed with everything going around us. We find that it's just saps our gratitude. And here's the reality. I mean, the people who are able to enjoy life, the people in your life that you see, and you're like, man, how did they just enjoy, even in the midst of our circumstances, regardless of the limitations that are going on around them? That there's one common denominator in every single one of their lives, and it's this, that they enjoy life because they choose gratitude in the midst of the imperfect. They choose gratitude in the midst of when things are not necessarily going the way that they would choose. And so, you know, maybe as we head into this week of Thanksgiving, it's really one where we need to recalibrate, if you will, our gratitude metrics. I know I have to do this all the time. I have to step back because I get so consumed with numbers and, you know, transmission of the virus and you know, new regulations, all these things that are going on. I have to step back and go, oh my gosh, okay, those are things that are there, but how do we continue in the midst of where we are to find and enjoy life? In fact, one of my favorite experts on kind of culture and shaping the next generation, really shaping us as humans, but how we also pass it on to the next generation, is a guy by the name of Dr. Tim Elmore. And he's got a great blog. It's called growingleaders.com/, that never gets old, blog. And he wrote an interesting blog post just a few weeks ago. And this was the question. He said, what will we remember from this pandemic? And it was so fascinating because he went on to talk about how researchers actually have revealed that memories are created over time. Memories are created over time from our perceptions of reality. And so based on the way that we perceive the way the world is going, that's what kind of shapes our memories. In fact, there's a podcast on NPR called Hidden Brain, and they did a segment called Did That Really Happen? Where they actually looked at real life events, but people question whether they happen based on the perception that they have of that event. And so he says, we can actually reshape our recollections. And he says, there's really four things that play into the way that we shape our memories. And so the four things, you know, which you might be interested in are these right here. He says, number one, it's expectations. Our memories are shaped by the expectation that we have of certain things. We all have expectations. When our expectations don't get met, then that shapes certain memories. Second thing is our imaginations. See, when we begin to talk about the things we've experienced, we begin to tell a story of that event. And the way we morph and change that story, our imagination begins to bend that toward the way we want it to be remembered. And then the third thing is preconceived notions. And of course, you know, we all just have this general leaning toward looking for confirmation bias, for things that affirm the things that we want to be true. And then the fourth one is emotions. That our emotions, they actually, there's a level of emotion that we feel in these moments that actually influence the way that we remember things. And so, you know, even in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of this hardship, there's things we can do that shape the way that we not only remember this, but the way we live within it. In fact, there's three tools Dr. Elmore gives. I just want to give them to you real quick, because he talks about how these are so important as we think about reframing this season. Right? I think these are critically important as we think about Thanksgiving week. And these are a couple of our next steps. So you might want to try these. You might want to write them down. You might want to do these with your household this week. The first one, he says, it's helpful to make a pro and con list. And he says it's especially helpful to do this in a group. Because when you do this with a group, see, an accurate memory is actually based on the perspectives that we have, not only from our life, but from those around us that are shared. And these come out through conversation. So we did this, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago as we're sitting one night on our patio and we're having dinner. And I said to our kids, hey, you know, what are the positives of the pandemic so far? Like, what are the things you would draw out that you'd say, man, that was a benefit? And they started listing all kinds of things. And it was interesting because not all of them agreed that what one person thought was a positive was a positive. And then, of course, we did the antithesis. We said, you know, what are some of the negatives? What are some of the drawbacks of the season we're in? And they started listing out things that they don't like or that are cons, if you will. And again, what was a con for one person wasn't necessarily a con for another. And it was fascinating because in the midst of the conversation, we actually began to get a different perspective that just because we see it a certain way doesn't mean everyone sees it that way. And so Dr. Elmore actually says, you know, it's important to write these down so you can see them. All right, it helps give us perspective. And then another thing that's helpful is to review the hardships of each past generation. All right, because we have this pitfall that we fall into where we tend to go, oh my gosh, nobody's been through anything like this. I mean, we're the only ones that have ever experienced anything like this. And let's be honest, I mean, COVID is unique, right? I mean, it's certainly unique, but it's not all that unique, right? I mean, if you just think back in the generations a bit, I mean, for those of you that are boomers in the room, I mean, boomers, you dealt with, you know, hardships like assassinations. You dealt with riots. In fact, there was a world pandemic even during your early years called the Hong Kong flu. Generation X, the next generation, that'd be my generation. I mean, we dealt with things like the Vietnam War. We dealt with Watergate. I mean, things that totally eroded our trust in leadership here in our country. If you're a millennial, I mean, you grew up with child abductions. You grew up with, you know, the Columbine shooting. I mean, the first mass shooting at a school. Of course, 9/11. I mean, huge, huge, huge shaping on our country. If you're a homelander, I mean, if you're born after 2001, then you were born on the coattails of 9/11. So, I mean, that's been hugely shaping your life. So, every generation goes through hardships. So, I mean, COVID, it's unique, but it's not all that unique. And it's helpful to understand. And then the third thing he says is that we need to identify the silver lining in the hardship. We need to identify the silver lining in the pandemic. And we've explored this before, but I think it's worth, you know, mentioning again. We need to ask questions like, where have I grown in the midst of this pandemic? What have I learned about myself? What have I learned about others? What are the experiences I've had that have created new ideas or ingenuity because the old way we used to do things didn't work, so we had to find new ways. See, these are the silver linings that are coming out of the season that we're in right now. I tell you, for me... one of them, this is absolutely amazing, was what happened here last weekend. Man, were baptisms not absolutely amazing last weekend? Did you guys enjoy that? Man, I tell you what. And let me tell you how that happened. You know, as we got to baptism weekend, we were thinking, man, we're in a unique time in the world. We can't just do baptisms the way we normally do with immersion and, you know, standing close and people can have masks on. And so we thought, you know, we need to do something different. And all of a sudden, we were walking around this room and it was like, ding, ding, ding. We put a rainmaker in the ceiling a few years ago. You guys didn't know that, probably. But we needed a rain in this room, so we made a rainmaker so we could have rain falling during one of our series. And we thought, man, what if we did a mass sprinkling, like this massive sprinkling of people? Instead of dipping and dunking, we did a washing, and the symbolism of that, right? The symbolism of like God's Spirit washing over us when we receive Him, that symbolism of Him washing away our sins. And man, it was just absolutely powerful. And I know you may have seen some of the baptisms. Maybe you attended one service that had a few, or one service didn't have any. And so I just want to show you kind of a compilation of what took place last weekend. Take a look at this. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you, God, and I worship you. Is that not amazing? Holy cow, my word. Man, tell you what, that would have never happened. And we would have baptism, but the imagery and the reaching and just the experience, I mean, this is the silver lining in the midst of the adversity that we're in right now. It's all around us. Man, there's so many things when we begin to look to be thankful for. Man, I was really encouraged this week. We started a week off with a staff team meeting on Zoom, and I just asked our team, you know, I said, hey, we're heading into Thanksgiving weekend at Cross Point. It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving for us, and I said, you know, what are you thankful for? I asked the team, what are you thankful for? And man, our team just started gushing. Every single person in that Zoom window started sharing what they were thankful for, and it was so moving to me. It just encouraged my spirit. And so I asked them, I said, hey, would you share a bit of that with our whole community? And so our team was generous enough to just share some of the things they're thankful for as we head into the season, because it's good to hear just the things that we're seeing in our lives. And so here's a bit of what our team is thankful for this season. Take a look.
Hi, my name's Chris. I'm the campus pastor of Crosspoint Westfield. And this year, I'm really thankful for just the extra time that we've been able to soak up some family time. We've got a one-year-old now, and my wife Hannah and I have been really enjoying the afternoon walks, the playtime before bed, and just really been able to spend more and more time together as a family. And so this year, I'm really thankful for that.
Hi, my name is Mark Johnson. And one of the things that I'm thankful for during this pandemic is the ability to have a lot of time to spend with our newborn, Noah. And we would not have had those precious moments and those precious milestones or be available for them in a normal rhythm. And so pandemic gave us an opportunity to be a part of her life in amazing ways. So thank you.
Hi, I'm Drew. I'm part of the video production team here at Crosspoint. And this year in 2020, I am very thankful for having such a supportive base around me and my friends and my family in a time where I was transitioning in careers. This year in 2020, I stepped away from a career of 13 years and jumped into something I've never done. And in a low job market, it was very, very difficult. And I didn't think I'd be able to do it, but my friends and family supported me in everything that I was doing. I'm just very, very thankful for my personal family and for my Crosspoint family.
Hi, I'm Julie. You know, I am thankful this year for the opportunity to still connect with children at Crosspoint. We are sad that we cannot be together in person in our classrooms, yet I love the opportunity to still connect with children through the videos that we provide each Sunday. You know, at home, I love the time that we have been able to spend together. You know, we are able to spend time playing games, just sitting around and talking. And really, that's because in the past, we would have been running from practice to practice or games and events. But as those things have slowed down, we have been able to use that time to really spend quality time together.
My name is John, and I help out with operational things here at Crosspoint, primarily on Thursday nights and Sunday mornings during service times. I also help out with many of the financial aspects, which falls in line with my day job as a CPA with a CPA firm. And many things to be thankful for. I think the thing that jumps out to me the most right now are my kids. They're not really kids, they're 26, 23, and 20 now, but our daughter recently got married, and I'm just very thankful for them and for the wonderful people that they've become.
Well, hello, Crosspoint. My name is Ashley, and I'm one of the worship leaders here. And as I sit in my empty classroom before my busy day begins, I just want to share that I am very thankful for the opportunities we have to still connect with one another in spite of everything that's going on with the pandemic. The time that we live in and the technology that is offered to us in this time has allowed me to still see my students every day, even if I'm seeing them over a screen. And it's been amazing to see the progress that they have made, and I'm just very thankful for that opportunity to still connect in spite of what's going on.
Hi, my name is Andrea Finchak, and I am the Assistant Director of Children's Environments here at Crosspoint. And I am thankful for the opportunity to slow down and enjoy the small moments in my family and with my friends. I tend to be a busybody, and so it's been great to just slow down and enjoy things. I'm thankful to Crosspoint for the online experience and in person. I love watching my kids engage online, from singing to praying and just asking more about God's love.
Hi, my name is Mel Richter. Just want to let you know that I'm very thankful for my family, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and all the things they mean to me and what they mean to me. I've watched them grow. They've grown a tremendous amount, and just so proud of them and each and every one of them. I'm also proud of my wife and all the things she's helped me get through in life, different stages of my life, and hopefully I've been an inspiration to her and my grandchildren as well. And I just want to say very thankful of my life and for God allowing me to live as long as He has with all the blessings He has given me.
Hi, my name is Amy, and I work in the office here at Crosspoint. This year, I am most grateful for the quality time with my family, the way that this year we've been able to simplify life and really spend that time together. I'm also really grateful for the grace of God, and that, you know, no matter what kind of mistakes we make, time and time again, and no matter how ugly our lives can get, that He is always there to love us and rescue us and forgive us.
Hi, my name is Anna, and I am so incredibly thankful to have found Crosspoint this year. I was at a point where I was about to graduate college with a music degree and a production degree. That enterprise was pretty much non-existent at the point that we were in this pandemic, and I found Crosspoint, and I am so thankful to work with so many wonderful people here at Crosspoint and be able to produce services every weekend. For so many people who may not feel comfortable coming into the venue, but I can still create a wonderful experience for them, and I am so very thankful for that.
Hello, my name is Adejua. I work all kinds of things here at Crosspoint, jack of all trades. And I'm thankful for my families, and I have multiples. My family in Wales, where I'm from, my sister and her husband have been extraordinarily generous to us. My family, Linda's family from Madison, who have done extraordinary things for us over the years in helping us physically and spiritually. My family at home, I never thought I would have children, and my wife, I'm very thankful for that. And the final family is my Crosspoint family. I've been here since the beginning, and this family is awesome. It's the most positive place I've ever been in my life, and I'm grateful to all of the people that live here and work here.
Hey Crosspoint, this is Mark. I'm one of the worship leaders here. And what I'm most thankful for during this pandemic season are my family, the guys in my small group, and my home gym.
Hi, I'm Brad. As you may know, I do a lot of the Crosspoint's music and production around here, and very thankful for the opportunity to be able to do that. Thankful for my family, especially through the last few months, and for the team that I have around me that I get to partner with and be able to make things happen every week. And I'm also very thankful for the new addition of my new daughter, Nola, and that's she's just been a huge blessing for our family to be able to just enjoy having her around, watching my boys interact with her and being able to see just the love that they have for her at such an early age is just really cool to see. And very thankful for my wife and my marriage. It's just been a really cool journey to see and look back on. As I look at pictures, I just can appreciate all the journey that we've been a part of together. So a lot of things to be thankful for in this season.
Well, hey, my name's Kurt, and you know, as we approach Thanksgiving this year, I am really just overwhelmed with gratitude for my wife, Julie, and just for her faithfulness, support, encouragement she has been to me over these last 8 months. And for my kids, just some of the moments we've had, and the opportunity to have lunch at home together in the middle of a school day, work day, small moments. This season's been incredibly difficult for all of our students, all of our kids, and yet, I mean, it's been so cool to see God show up and grow them. And I don't know that I would have ever chose this year for any of us, and yet I don't know that I'd give it up for anything, because I've seen the faithfulness of God in so many cool ways. And then I'm thankful for you, Crosspoint. I'm thankful for the way that you have just been generous, encouraging, the way you've loved our community and our neighbors well. And I just want to tell you, it is an absolute privilege. It's a privilege and an honor to be your pastor.
And does that not warm your heart? Is that not just like, you know, you hear people, yeah, you can clap for that. And by the way, can we, you know, this team, I mean, everybody you just saw, this is the team that over the last really 8 months has been bringing weekends to you every weekend, even when we were virtual. You see many of them up front or in the video screen and kids on the family content. There's a number of them that are working tireless hours behind the scenes that you probably never even met that have joined our team during the pandemic and you know, oftentimes sit away from their families in an empty room looking into a lens, an empty lens, trying to make connections that might just bring a little hope. It might just bring a little encouragement to a community in the midst of a pandemic. And people that come into this space and sanitize and clean so we can gather like this. I mean, can we just say thank you to them? I mean, oh my gosh, this team, holy cow. Man, it has just been amazing. I am overwhelmed that I get to be a part and lead a team like this. Well, you know, I want us to do something. I want us to kind of get immersive a bit here for a moment because I want to prime the prompt on us just getting immersed in gratitude this week. And I've kind of taken it myself as a kind of tasking myself to make sure we really have a good Thanksgiving. And so I want you to do something that I think will help us get there emotionally, mentally, relationally, even maybe physically, spiritually. I want you to take out your mobile device. Go ahead and take out your mobile device, and I want you to go to your pictures, your photos, whatever that looks like on your phone, and just pick your photo album that kind of contains the things that you've taken pictures of this year. And I want you to just begin to scroll through that album. And Ashley and the band, they're going to just create a little space for us here in a moment, and they're going to kind of present a song to you that just kind of gives us a moment to scroll through and just consider, man, oh my gosh, all the things that we've taken photos of. And why do we take photos of these things? Well, it's because they're special moments. They're important moments. They're moments with family, with friends, with loved ones, the birth of babies, sunsets, sunrises, views that we never want to forget. And they're all right here. And so as you scroll through these photos and you just begin to look at your year in review, I hope you're just overwhelmed. You begin to see moments. You're like, oh my gosh, look at that. I'm so thankful. I hope you begin to just exude and your heart just begins to overflow with thankfulness. And as that does, I mean, if you see somebody that maybe stands out to you, maybe it was a family member or a boss who just was extra graceful with you or gave you a little time off to get away and you took a snapshot of something, or maybe it was a friend who went out of their way and you captured that in some way here, let's send some thank you notes out right now. While you're sitting here right now, let's put a text together. Maybe just say, hey, thank you. I just saw a photo that reminded me and made my heart overflow with gratitude for you. Or an email, whatever it might be. But don't miss this moment. Because I'm telling you, when we begin to do this, it begins to crowd out all the things that we get all bent out of shape about. So Ashley's going to sing for us. Just spend a little time scrolling through your memories.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days, the dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babes babies cry, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world, I think to myself. What a wonderful world.
Go ahead and hit send if you have something composed. And if you don't, keep working on it. I mean, I want you to find somebody. I mean, there's something about just finding someone that I can say, hey, man, I am so thankful. I'm so grateful. It begins to crowd out all the angst. It begins to crowd out the things that bring the stress. There's something about finding things we're grateful for to just do something for the soul. So hit send. Keep working on it if you haven't got there yet. You know, on a weekend like this, it's going to be a different weekend. Let's be honest, it'll be a different week this week. Thanksgiving's going to look different this year. Even here at Crosspoint, I mean, in many years, we would have a table up here full of people that either I'm connected to or our team. We'd be sharing a meal together as we kind of capture the moments that represent this week we're headed into. And it's a bit different, though there's another meal that we can still share in. And it's a meal that followers of Jesus have been, you know, sharing in for thousands of years. In fact, people who are following, running after the heart of God. Some call it the Mass, some call it the Eucharist, some call it the Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper. In fact, today we're going to invite you to this table, but we're going to invite you in your own space. I'm going to explain how we're going to do that in just a moment. But this is an opportunity to remember what God has done, to remember how good he has been, to remember the grace that just continues, even in the midst of the season, to flow into our lives. In fact, Jesus, he said when he was gathered with his team, he was sitting at the table, and he just picked up the normal, ordinary items that were on the table. And he began to make very spiritual connections. He picked up some bread, some crackers, and he said, every time you eat this bread, I want you to remember my body, which has been thrashed. It's been broken for you. And every time you eat this, just say a word of thanks. Have good manners. It's really what you know, just say thank you. Just say thank you for, you know, what Jesus did on the cross. And so as you share in this bread later on today, would you just say a moment of thanks to your Heavenly Father for giving His Son? Thanks to Jesus for creating an on-ramp, a pathway, so that we could connect with our Heavenly Father. And he took the cup from the table, and he said, every time you drink of this cup, every time you drink of this wine, of this juice, whatever beverage it might be, he says, I want you to remember my blood, which was shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. See, there had to be a pouring out in order for there to be a filling up. And so I want to invite you to lift a cup. I want to invite you to take a moment and just lift the cup up and toast God and say, God, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me, for creating a pathway for me. And so for those of you in the room, when you exit this room today, as you exit out the exterior doors, there's going to be a table, and you're going to be able to grab a bag just like this right here, and it's got some crackers and a little vial of juice. And I want you to take this with you, and before the day is done, will you just take a moment in your household, wherever you are, and say thank you to God and enjoy this moment. If this represents your life, if you've received Jesus as your Savior, if you haven't, then you can pass on by, because this doesn't really represent you. But just take one of these as you leave, but don't let the day end before you take a moment to thank your Heavenly Father. And if you're tuning in at home, as you exit this stream, maybe it's in your next meal that you're going to have here shortly. Maybe you just want to go right to the fridge or to the pantry, grab some crackers or some bread and some wine or some juice, and just have a moment where you thank God. It's a bit different than we normally do, but let's not forget to, in the season of Thanksgiving, remember, oh my gosh, God has done so, so much for us. I tell you, it's going to be a good Thanksgiving. If there's something about this season, that things we've been through that are reminding us of how present God has really been. So, man, I'm excited. I hope your heart is beginning to fill up. I hope you're beginning to see all the evidence of God around you. Let me go ahead and have a stand. If you're at home, go ahead and stand with us. It's a good moment to just get up. And I'm going to pray for us. And then we're going to sing one more song that just reminds us that, man, as we continue through this season, we have a God who has shown us he will continue to be there. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for, I just want to recognize all good things that come into our life and how they come from you. And so we want to orient our thanks to you right now. Father, we know in this season there's likely going to be more difficult days. We know you never promised that the world would be trouble-free, but you promised you would be with us. And so we just pray that you continue to open our eyes, help us to see evidence of your faithfulness around us, help us to see evidence of your hand, of your grace, of your goodness. And when we go through those waters, when we go through those fires, God, may we know with confidence, because of what we've experienced in you, that you will continue to walk there with us. And for all of this, God,